present The Smiler with the Knife by Nicholas Blake, dramatized by Barry Campbell, starring Jackie Smith Wood as Georgia Strangeways and Simon Cadell as Nigel Strangeways. The Smiler with the Knife.
I say, listen to this. The Duchesse de Parma is very showy, orange-red, edged with yellow, a splendid bedder. She sounds just your type. Shall we have the Duchesse in the garden, Nigel? Nigel?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, darling.
You haven't heard a word I said.
No, sorry. It's this extraordinary letter.
Not another case. What is it this time, murder or blackmail?
Oh, neither. It's our hedge. Listen. Pursuant to the provisions of an Act of Parliament, I, the Surveyor of Highways, do this day, the 15th of March, 1938, hereby give you notice and require you forthwith to cut, prune, and trim your hedges adjoining the county roads.
Goodness. What happens if we disobey the S of H?
We get complained of to a Justice of the Peace.
Well, in that case, I think I'll have a go at the beastly hedge this morning. More coffee. Tell me, would you mind very much if I left you?
No, I've already had two cups. For another man, you mean? I should be very cross indeed.
Don't be silly. Went off on my travels again, I mean.
Any particular expedition in mind?
Not exactly, but...
I suppose I'd get to be all right. Would seem a long time, though, till you came back.
Oh, Nigel, I'm so glad I married you.
So am I, darling.
Are you? Really?
Really. Otherwise, I'd have to cut the hedge myself.
You beast!
Georgia, still hacking your way through the jungle?
Oh, goodness, it's hard work. I must look like Medusa. Here, look what I found. It's buried treasure. Is it gold, do you think?
Well, some sort of locket. A very cheap one, not gold, alas. I wonder how it got here.
Folk courting under the hedge. Chuck it away.
Oh, let's look inside first.
I couldn't get it open.
No, I put a penknife. There, that's got it.
What's inside? Photograph of some pop-eyed peasant, I bet.
What do you suppose EB stands for, see? Yeah? A small Union Jack with EB stamped on it.
Eat British? Is that all?
No, it's a picture of a woman with long hair.
I say, she's a beauty. What's she doing in a trashy locket with a Union Jack?
That's just what I was wondering. It's odd. I think I'll keep it.
What a snooper you are. I find an old locket and you scent a mystery. Come on, let's go and get some lunch. I'm famished.
Georgia, we have a visitor.
I heard. You go. I'm busy.
I'm all right.
Evening. Keston's the name. Major Keston. A farmhouse over the hill. Took the liberty of calling. See how you'd settled in.
Well, please come in, Major.
Thank you.
Yeah. This way.
Snug little billet, this. How does the mem-like country life?
Mem? Oh, Georgia. Oh, yes, very much. She'll be down shortly. Drink.
Thank you. No, I never touch it. Ought to have called before. Tell the truth, I was a bit scared. Your mem being a famous explorer and so on, wouldn't expect her to have much time for simple village folk like us.
I don't think you'll find her very terrifying.
Nigel, who is
Georgia, this is Major Keston.
How do you do?
Major Keston, of course. I'm so glad you looked in, Major. We've heard so much about you in the village.
Really? Nothing bad, I hope. I say, I hope you don't mind my mentioning it, Strangeways, but that's quite a lot of money to leave lying on your desk. Been quite a few burglaries around here lately.
Well, thanks for the tip, but I don't think it would pay any burglar to have a stab at us. My wife is a first-class revolver shot.
Yes, I have shot one or two people. In self-defense, of course.
And I suppose you're quite handy with a gun, too, eh? Have to be in your job, arresting murderers and so forth.
No, no. I'm terrified of firearms.
How very odd. Why, bless my soul.
What's the matter, Major?
There, on the desk. It's my locket. Wherever did you find it? I lost it last spring.
Your locket? But...
A bird.
I beg your pardon?
That's what it must have been, a damned magpie.
Stole the locket, you mean?
Exactly. Lot of the brutes over my way. A magpie. Must have been. Where on earth did you find it?
It was in our hedge. There was only an old photograph in it.
Yes. My mother, as a matter of fact.
Really? We were very taken with her. I suppose she was quite young when it was done.
Yes, I believe so. Must have been.
Well, you better take it, Major.
Do you mind if I have one more look at her?
Oh, not at all.
Thank you. Yes, she really was a beauty. Dear, how clumsy of me. Oh, I'll just wipe off the dust with my handkerchief. There you are, Major. Good as new.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mustn't keep you any longer.
Oh, must you go?
Afraid so, dear lady.
Then let me see you out.
Thank you.
You really must call again when you have more time.
I should like to very much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Just why did you give that sickening display of ingenuousness, dear lady? And why did you deliberately drop the Major's mother in the coal scuttle?
I didn't want him to notice that you'd opened up the back and see the EB thing, so I rubbed coal dust round the rim. And anyway, it couldn't possibly be his mother.
Well, why not?
Because that hairstyle went out too long ago.
Well, fancy dress, perhaps?
Hmm.
A wig?
No.
No. But if it wasn't his mother, why was he so pleased to get the locket back? Perhaps the Union Jack and the EB is the important thing.
Hmm. I don't like Major Keston, and what's more, he's by no means the fool he'd like us to think him.
Blackmail. You know, Georgia, I think I shall have to inquire a little further into these curious goings-on.
Oh, Nigel, must you?
I won't affect you. Your job was over when you spotted the date of those ringlets.
I wish I could believe that.
I think we'll pop down to the Green Lion tomorrow evening. If we go early enough, we might find... mine host alone.
I hear you had a visit from the Major. Mr. Strangeways.
You certainly travels fast in this village. He's pretty popular in the district, I understand, eh?
Well, sure he is and he isn't. He's well in with the farmers and with the gentry. But well, fact is, he's too bossy. Wants to rule the roost. Lots of folks don't like that. Mind you, his family used to be the squires here at Fullerton at one time.
Oh.
Ah, I didn't know that. I thought he was a newcomer.
Well, he is and he isn't. The Kestons haven't lived here for two generations, and Fullerton House has been empty of late. So what I wants to know is, why didn't he take Fullerton House when he came home from India in 1934?
Perhaps he couldn't afford it.
Ah, but he must have spent thousands rebuilding the farmhouse, and he brought in a lot of foreigners from London. Us didn't have no trouble with them. Good workers, though. Wonderful workshops they build up there.
Workshops? We must walk over and have a look.
Don't go at night, then.
Why not?
Because of the ghost. You may laugh, sir, but none of us will go past the Arnold Cross at night. Isn't that right, Joe?
What's that?
The ghost.
Oh, she's right enough. I seen her churning butter for maid. There was a dairymaid at Yarn Old Farm. Her started making eyes at the farmer. So the farmer's wife took a stake and sharpened it, and stuck it in the maid's eyes. Maid rushes out of the house, fell down a well. Terrible.
Has anyone seen the ghost recently?
Young Henry Toole. He was courting, went up the cross one night. That was after the Major came.
Mind you, young Henry is a bit simple. I mind the time he went to the doctor's.
Oh dear, we're in for it now.
Keston. India, I've got it.
Uh-huh.
The connection, I knew I'd heard the name before. There was some sort of scandal. Keston, that's right. He ordered his men to open fire on a crowd. Several women were killed.
Good Lord.
He was told privately that he'd better resign. Anyway.
Someone's coming. Walking towards the Arnold Farm. Let's just step into these bushes and let them go by. This will do. Quietly now.
From hospital side of the
going to the farm.
I shouldn't have thought the Major would have much time for tramps. There's something fishy about them. For one thing, they seem to know exactly where they're going. For another, they're not slouching. Too upright, too...
military?
Exactly.
All right, so they aren't bona fide tramps. What now?
I haven't the foggiest. What do you say to another walk after dinner?
Oh, Nigel, must we?
What a beautiful night.
Mm.
So quiet. I wonder...
Really, Nigel, this is quite absurd. What came ye out for to see? A retired major whom, on the strength of an old locket and a couple of dubious tramps, we suspect of what?
I'm afraid you're not taking this seriously.
Taking what seriously? If you ask me, the whole thing is...
What's that? Come on, run, run, run!
What on earth was it?
Lass, what a fool I am. The crossroads is the perfect spot to place a sentry and with a ghost story to back it up.
Well, it shows they've got some fun and games going on.
You show great presence of mind, screaming like that.
Yes, didn't I?
Let's hope they mistake us for a courting couple and think they've scared us off. Well, what now?
Well, I suggest we make a detour, go across country and hide in the wood overlooking the farm.
That's a good idea. There is something odd going on. We might catch a glimpse of it.
This is as near as we can get without being seen.
What are they up to? Can you see anything?
It's a gang of men unloading that lorry. Tramps. They're all tramps.
Very well-disciplined tramps from the way they're going about their business. Those boxes, I've seen something similar before.
Well, it seems you were right after all. There is something fishy going on.
Very fishy indeed.
So what do we do now?
Nothing. We go back the way we came, and tomorrow we arrange to go up to London and consult Uncle John.
Scotland Yard? You think it's that important?
Yes, Georgia. Yes, I do.
And now, perhaps you two clams will open up. Nigel has hardly said a word since he rang you last night, Uncle John. Secrets, secrets. Well, are you going to tell me or not? No, wait. I'll just see that there isn't a masked man outside the door with his ear clamped to the keyhole.
Good day, Mum.
There is a man there.
One of my men, as a matter of fact. It's that important.
Well, anyway, I know what all this is about.
Long, narrow cases, you said, Nigel, and heavy.
Very heavy.
Smuggling. I think they're smuggling.
Smuggling what?
Oh, what do people smuggle? Brandy? Dope?
Why not machine guns?
Machine guns will do.
You're not serious.
No. Do you remember the Cagoulard in France, Nigel?
The hooded men, yes. It was a conspiracy to overthrow the Popular Front government and set up a fascist dictatorship. Arms dumps were discovered in Paris and other cities.
It nearly came off, too. None of your comic opera plots.
But you're not suggesting... Not in England.
Have either of you ever heard of the English Banner?
E.B.
English Banner? I see. E.B. The E.B. printed on the flag in the locket.
Exactly. Well, now, this English Banner is a queer sort of society that flourishes mainly in the country districts. They believe in the natural aristocracy of the landowning classes. They're quite harmless.
But if they're harmless, why...
No, just consider. If you wanted a good cover for a dangerous organization, what better than a harmless one? Which brings us to your military friend. Keston is a man with a grudge and considerable organizing ability. As you know, he was politely sacked from the Indian police. He's just the kind of material the big people in this movement can use.
But have you any evidence for connecting
them? Oh, yes. The really interesting thing is that disc you found in the locket. You see, we've got one or two people inside English Banner, and I asked them about it after Nigel telephoned me last night. They report that there is no such membership token, and that means the discs are only in use amongst the inner circle of the movement.
It all sounds absolutely melodramatic to me.
Conspiracies are melodramatic, Georgia.
Well, I'm worried to death about this. I don't mind saying so.
Well, I can't believe it. What proof have you got that Major Keston is smuggling arms?
Nigel,
The tramps gave me the clue. Why tramps and why on foot? Why not just roll up to the farm in cars? No. It seemed to me that the only reason why people should disguise themselves and plod all the way to Yarnell Farm is that they were local bigwigs who couldn't afford to be recognized. Then the shape and size of those boxes left me in no doubt.
But why couldn't the Major just invite them to dinner, all open and above board? Or if they didn't want to be recognised, why not just bring in a gang of weightlifters from somewhere else?
It's not easy to import strangers into a remote spot without rousing talk. Major Kessler had done it once, remember, when he was improving the farm, and I'll bet one of those improvements was a cosy underground ammunition chamber. You see, Yarnell Farm was chosen for its strategic position. A cargo of arms could easily be landed at sea, say, at Cathole Cove, and then transferred to the Major's and unloaded under the cover of darkness.
Then why not get together a posse and burst into the Major's cellar?
No. There won't put one there guard yet. Just stop them landing any more arms for the present.
And how do you hope to do that?
I've already done it. Tipped off Jimmy Blair. He'll write up the Arnold Cross Ghost for the daily papers, and that'll bring hordes of sightseers and psychic researchers to the farm. The Major will have to suspend operations till it blows over.
Very clever.
Our main problem is to try and find out who the real leader of the movement is. And to do that, we want you to take a hand, my dear.
Me? But I... Why not Nigel?
You're the only one of us, apart from Nigel, who has seen the picture in that locket. And that picture is our sole clue. You have the entree to fashionable society, and it is there we have to look for the centre of the movement. Also, I'll be frank with you, you are a bit of a legend in the country. Therefore, this movement will be glad to make use of you. And equally, you'll be excellent propaganda against it when the time comes for a showdown.
Conspiracy foiled by famous woman explorer, that sort of thing?
The reason why Nigel has to keep out of this is obvious. He's my nephew, and his connection with the police is well known. They'd never trust Nigel.
But surely that applies to me. I am married to Nigel.
yes. My dear, the idea is that you should not be married to Nigel.
What?
Simply arrange a separation. Not a legal one, of course. Just drop a hint to the gossip writers. They'll do the rest.
Have I got this right, Uncle John? You have the almighty nerve to suggest that I should separate from Nigel, create a scandal, and go off on some wild goose chase after some individual who probably doesn't even exist. You're asking too much. Nigel, why don't you say something? You've cooked this up between you. You're asking me to...
I'm asking you to do it for England.
I should take it on if I were you. It wouldn't be for long. Regard it as another expedition.
Oh, why did this have to happen just as I was settling down to a nice, comfortable old age?
It's worth doing, you know. I'm just the person to do it.
Oh, when do I start?
Good girl.
I suppose the first thing to do is to stage manage our separation. We shall have to work out every move, every sordid letter and business item, as though it were the real thing.
That's the part I don't like. However, if it has to be done, then I suggest you have the cottage and I'll move into the London flat. I suppose we must tell the newspapers.
The essential, I'm afraid. Famous explorer, Pan's domesticity, that sort of thing. I'll put you in touch with Alison Grove of the Daily Post. She's a good sort. Meanwhile, you'll have to be coached carefully. Thoroughness and patience, they're the things that really matter in this sort of work.
Read all about it. Woman explorer in divorce scandal. Read all about it.
Alison, as punctual as ever and looking marvellous.
Thank you, my dear. Are you ready to go? I don't want to be late.
Where are we off to tonight?
Oh, a sort of country town, tray snob.
Tell me, do you really enjoy all these parties you go to?
But of course. You see, I'm an indoor girl at heart. And besides, think of all the pickings for my column. I'm the butterfly that's stamped.
Stamped on what?
On all the other butterflies, of course. Now do come along, dear.
Oh, it's hot in here.
looks like a cauldron. It's unhealthy.
Hush, my dear. A dark lady is coming into your life.
I'm so glad you could come, Miss Grove.
Madame Alvarez is our hostess, my friend Mrs. Strangeway.
Ah, delighted.
How do you do?
Allow me to present my husband, Don Alvarez.
You will find some very interesting people here tonight, ladies. I hope you like our little place, Mrs. Strangeway.
Indeed. But it is rather hot.
Oh, my husband feels the cold so horribly. He is not used to our climate yet. Well, enjoy yourself.
Who on earth is that preposterous marionette?
The husband of the owner. Well, that's the story at any rate. What do you think of Madame?
Sevil and Surbiton. She looks somewhat discontented in spite of the grand manner.
So would you if you were married to the oldest tortoise in the zoo. However, we all have our consolations. Perhaps Peter Braithwaite will be here tonight. He's a cricketer, you know, the England batsman.
Cricket? Oh, yes. Well, it takes all sorts.
You'll like him. Come on, let's go and eat.
You know, there's something odd about this place. It doesn't ring true.
Mm. I know what you mean. Still, nothing amiss with the food.
Mm. Mm. Ah, there's Peter.
Peter, darling.
Alison, see you later. Rather tied up at present.
Rather dashing.
Mm, yes, isn't he?
He's certainly alive, which is more than I can say for most of the others. Oh, Madame Alvarez seems to think so, too. What on earth can he see in her? He's positively goggling.
Who knows? Perhaps he's just being kind to her.
Perhaps. Well, what now?
Bridge, I think. After that, well, as soon as we decently can, we'll slip away.
Since I've got to go down to Henley for the weekend, so I don't think I can.
Thank God to be in the fresh air again.
Alison.
Sorry we didn't get a chance to talk, Peter. This is Mrs. Strangeways.
You were obviously far too busy.
Yes. No luck yet, Alison.
What did you expect? You're far too young.
It's good for you, Mrs. Strangeways. Well, you've had a look at the bowling. What do you think?
Bowling? What on earth?
Quite a good actor, Peter. Positively goggling, I think you said.
But do you mean you're not in love with that creature? Then why?
You'd better ask Sir John Strangeways about that.
Uncle John?
It's all right, Georgia. No need to worry. You see, Peter and I are both working for him, too.
Well, I'm... You dissembling little cat. And you think that this club is...
It's being used by people behind the EB movement, yes. And I think it's time we took the offensive. I've managed to find out there's a secret room where they have meetings of some kind. It's supposed to be a gambling den, but I'm not so sure. Anyway, something's due to happen next Thursday, and I suggest that we gate crash. Might be as well if we had another chap on hand, just in case things turn nasty.
Mm, good idea. I know, I'll rope in Cousin Rudolph. Rudolph Cavendish.
The MP.
Mm, that's the one. He'd be an excellent witness if things do get out of hand.
Cavendish! I say, Cavendish.
Oh, stand by. I think the fun's about to begin.
You are Cavendish, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in.
Yeah, wonderful memory for faces. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Cavendish. More to this club than meets the eye.
I say, steady on.
Oh, yes, there is. Yeah. Things go on here as you scarcely believe.
News to me. Georgia,
I'm... Well, all right, Mrs. Strangeways. Just telling Cavendish here. Don't mind people having a little flutter. Live and let live, I say. But I bitterly resent this hole in the corner business. I mean, if I want to gamble, my money's as good as anyone else's.
Of course it is, old man. Now, come and sit down. There's a question.
You may be an MP, Cavendish, but you're a rotten bad listener. Now, Madame Alvarez told me they play roulette here. Point is, why is any Tom, Dick or Harry allowed to play, but not me? Hmm? But I'm damn well going to play. And what's more, I'm going to do it now.
Now, look here, you're upsetting the ladies.
Leave me alone. All right. I'll hit you for six.
For heaven's sake, Peter, everyone's staring at us.
Let them.
Leave him to me. I think I can manage him. Come along, Peter, I want to see the fun.
Good for you. A lot of stuffed shirts. Follow me, I'm in the way.
I'm so sorry.
Poor chap. A bit pickled.
What the...
Ah, Isabella.
I'm terribly sorry, madame. Mr. Braithwaite is a little above himself. Peter, come away. I'm sure Madame Alvarez is busy.
Never too busy to see me, eh, ducky? I want to play roulette.
Peter,
Please, you mustn't.
I want to play roulette.
There is no game tonight. Mrs. Strangeways, can't you just...
Look. Press this little button on the wall and open sesame. There! What did I tell you? Roulette. Bloody roulette.
He's drunk. How beastly.
What is the meaning of this intrusion?
Naughty, naughty. A gambling den. Well, I promise not to tell the police if you let me play.
This is a private party, senor. These are all friends of mine. Now, sir, will you leave, or must we use force?
I do apologize, senor. Please forgive Mr. Braithwaite. He had a little too much to drink downstairs, I'm afraid.
Please, do not apologize, madame. It is I who should do so for my seeming inhospitality. But you realize that my guest...
Come along, Peter. I'm sure Senor Alvarez will allow you to play some other time.
But I want to play tonight.
Peter, come along.
Oh, all right.
I wonder what Sir John Strangeways would think of this, Mrs. Strangeways.
Professor Steele, isn't it? Officially, he'd disapprove, no doubt.
I do hope that we do not have a police spy in our midst.
What the devil do you mean?
Oh, I won't tell on you. As a matter of fact, I shan't be seeing much of Sir John now.
Oh, then you really have left your husband. It's not just a publicity stunt.
I hardly think that the ubiquitous Professor Steele is quite the right person to make charges of publicity, Susan.
Madam, as one victim of the press to another, I offer you my humble apologies.
Come along, Peter. It's time we went.
Well, there it is. Talk about a wild goose chase. All that trouble for nothing.
Not for nothing, Peter.
Come on. Out with it, Georgia. What happened up there?
Well, for one thing, did you notice, Peter, that when we went in, all the heads were turned towards the door?
But they'd been warned. Madame rang the bell under her desk, announcing that some rough fellows were going to burst in on their roulette.
But don't you see? If it had been just a roulette game, the only point of the bell would have been to warn them to hide any evidence of an illicit game. But they didn't. They didn't hide anything. They wanted us to believe they'd been playing all the time. But they made the mistake of looking up when the door opened.
You mean real gamblers would have been far too absorbed in the game to pay any attention to a door open?
Exactly, and the ball was still rolling. So you see, Peter, that game must have been bogus.
By Jove, Georgia, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Quite all right. I like those.
Why, it's Mrs. Strangeways, isn't it? I'm Celia Mayfield.
Yes, of course.
How clever of Oswald to find you here.
Do you live in London?
No. Just up for a few days. My father has a place in Berkshire. He trains racehorses.
Oh, that must be fun. Horses to ride and the downs wide open before you.
Oh, it's all right, I suppose. I get bored, though. It's all very well for you. I mean, you can go exploring. You're as free as air. I want to do things, but... Daddy, oh, well, you know what fathers are like. He'd like me to ride side saddle and sit at home in the evenings with a good book.
He wouldn't approve of roulette, I take it.
Glory, no. He'd go up in smoke. I say, you won't let on.
Oh, don't worry. Do you play much?
It's the excitement.
Excitement? Watching a little ball twiddling round?
Maybe there's more adventure in it than you think.
Well, if it's adventure and excitement you're looking for, perhaps you ought to try Nazi Germany. Things seem to be happening there, all right.
Yes, it's wonderful. I've never been there, but I can imagine it all. The spirit of youth and confidence and so on. Sometimes I wish we had something like that in England. Not fascism, of course, but something like it. Adapted to our national character. Get rid of all those old doddering politicians.
Yes, I quite agree. We've given democracy a fair trial and it's let us all down. Let the best people rule.
I say, you're not a member of English Banner, are you?
English Banner? What's that?
Oh, it's just something I belong to. You'd rather like it. Tell you what, why don't you come and stay with us in Berkshire? Then you could come to a local meeting of the Banner. It's just your sort of thing.
All right, I will.
Good for you. Now, when will be the best time for you to pay us a visit?
Hello?
Georgia, thank God you're home. Look,
Can you come round to my lodgings right away?
Why? What's happened?
It's Madame Alvarez. She's turned up here. She's in an awful state. I just don't know what to do. See, I've got to go out and...
I'll come now.
Oh, bless you. It's Feltham Court, St. John's Wood.
Mm-hmm. I'll take a taxi. Be there as soon as I can.
Pete. Oh, thank God you're here. I've calmed her down a bit. When she got here, she was almost hysterical. Problem is, I'm due at Lord's at 10. Can you hold the fort for a bit?
Mm.
I couldn't get hold of Alison.
Off you go. Leave Madame A to me.
Oh, Georgia, you're a brick. So long.
Bye.
Are you feeling any better, madame? Would you like me to get you a doctor?
Oh, no doctors. I'm not going back. Never. Don't let them take me back.
Please, don't excite yourself. You're quite safe here.
Oh, you don't know them. My husband, he was so angry. He will hurt me. He locked me in my room, but I escaped. He was angry because I let Peter into the roulette room. He frightens me.
Surely he'd never hurt you just because you were a little indiscreet about the roulette room. Are you sure he's not jealous about... well, about you and Peter?
Oh, no, it's not that, I swear.
Well, it must be something else. Some secret, perhaps?
I don't understand. He just said no one must go into that room while they were playing, and I tried to stop Peter, I did.
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I told them Mr. Braithwaite was out, but they just...
Why, whatever.
My dear, you gave me such a fright going off like that. Luckily, I found Mr. Braithwaite's address in your book. Now, you must come home at once and go to bed. We'll send for your daughter. James, help, madame.
No! No! No!
Is everything all right, ma'am? Yes, thank you. The lady has been taken ill, that's all.
If you say so, ma'am. I won't be far away if you need me.
Senor Alvarez, if you leave your wife with me, I assure you she will be in good hands.
I am sure of it, madame. But I could not think of putting you to so much trouble. You will understand when I tell you that my wife suffers from recurrent delusions, a form of persecution mania. At such times, she has to be confined. Expert medical attention is needed. Now, if it will set your mind at rest, please accompany her home with us and speak to her doctor. Believe me, I realize just how distressing this must be for you.
I wonder if you do. Very well, I agree. She must go home at once. But I will come with you, and I will speak to her doctor. Peter, you look awful. What's happened?
Oh, Georgia, it's such a dirty game. It's Madame Alvarez. She's dead.
Dead?
It was only a week ago she came to me. I couldn't raise a finger to help her.
But how did it happen?
I was afraid they'd do it. I should have done something to stop them.
You can't mean they killed her. But I saw her safely home and spoke to her doctor. Uncle John assured me that his credentials were impeccable.
All the same, he's one of them, I'm sure of it.
What did she die of?
Oh, some obscure disease. No, it was all above board, proper death certificate and so on. They even called in a specialist. Oh, they move with the times these chaps are up against. Nothing so old-fashioned as blunt instruments. Just a neat little dose of microbes.
Peter, tell me, who was this specialist?
Can't you guess? Professor Hargreaves Steele.
The tropical disease man? But he's one of the... My God!
Exactly. I tell you, Georgia, you've got to watch your step where the English banner are concerned. Do please be careful in Berkshire.
Don't worry, Peter. I mean to be.
Good morning, Celia. Have you brought the good news from Ghent to Eight?
I've had a lovely ride. Did you see me up on the hill?
Good boy.
Tommy, look after Banner, will you?
Righto, miss.
Don't the planes upset your horses? Oh, they've got used to them. We've got three aerodromes within a radius of 20 miles or so.
We've all got used to them, I suppose. Used to the air being the element of death.
I say, you're not a pacifist, are you?
No. I just dislike the idea of being killed without having a chance to hit back.
I wanted to join the Civil Air Guard, but Daddy wouldn't let me. He thinks flying isn't womanly.
You should tell him to read Maeterlinck's Life of the Bee.
Daddy, read a book. That's a laugh. Tell me, what did you think of the meeting last night?
Do you want me to be polite or honest?
I hate people being polite.
Very well, then. I thought it was a ridiculous piece of hocus-pocus. Not the idea itself. I wouldn't have joined if I thought that.
But really, all that talk, peevish and feeble.
Why don't they do something instead of whining all the time? Haven't they any guts? Your brothers look as if they have, but they just jabber away with the rest.
We're not quite so feeble as you think. We're helping to get things done.
Really? Writing to the Times or what?
What would you say if I told you that in less than a year's time we'll have swept away the Democrats in Britain and set up a real leadership and a real leader?
I'd say you were dreaming.
Not at all. A real leader.
Do you know his name?
I shouldn't be allowed to tell you, even if I knew. Very few people in the movement know his name.
Then how do you know he's any good?
He's planned the whole thing. That's how we can tell. The organization is simply amazing.
Oh, yes?
The whole country is divided into 6 districts, each with its own organizer.
Mm.
Then each district is divided into sections and subsections, the inner council.
Oh.
Oh, but perhaps I'm saying too much.
No, it's very interesting.
Would you come in? Our inner council thinks you'd be invaluable.
You bet I'd come in if I thought you had any chance of success. But tell me, did they ask you to approach me, or was it your own idea? After all, I'd have thought they'd be rather suspicious of me. I did marry into the police, so to speak.
I wouldn't have approached you unless I'd been told to. The movement doesn't encourage its members to be indiscreet. Believe me, you've been thoroughly investigated already.
Have I really?
Daddy,
what the devil do you mean by... Oh, I beg your pardon, Mrs. Strangeways. Didn't see you. Devilish hot today.
Yes, isn't it? I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't realise you were busy. We'll come back later.
Yes, please.
I didn't realise your father was an author.
An author? Whatever makes you think that? I told you, he only ever reads the form book.
Oh, I thought he was busy going through a proof copy.
Oh, that. I expect some publisher sent it to him for an opinion, some racing memoir or other.
How interesting.
By the way, I forgot to tell you. We've a rather special guest for dinner.
Oh?
Chili's coming.
Chili? Lord Chiltern Cantelow. Daddy trains his horses.
The sporting millionaire. I'm impressed.
You will be when you meet him. He's a grand chap.
I shall look forward to it.
Well, this is nice, Mrs. Strangeways. I've heard so much about you.
Indeed. And I about you, Lord Cantelow. We have something in common, I believe.
Oh? What can that be, I wonder?
We both like taking risks.
Taking risks? I thought you'd retired from active service. Are you planning another expedition?
Well, no. It's so exciting in England at the moment, isn't it?
Exciting?
Yes. I feel we're on the edge of great events. The stay-at-homes will see the fun this time.
My goodness. You sound as if you were going to start a revolution or something. Yes. Yes, I think you'd make a splendid Joan of Arc.
Well, if I do start a revolution, you'll have to finance it.
But seriously, with all this international tension, something's bound to break soon. Tell me, what's the feeling in Germany now? I haven't been there recently.
Oh, they're scared, like us. Only they shout a good deal louder to hide it.
I say, Chili, we're all going over to Hartgrove tomorrow to see the big air show. There are going to be some bombers on show. And Wildy's giving a display of aerobatics.
Oh, young Gerald. Well, what do you say, Mrs. Strangeways?
Why not? It should be fun.
Where is that proof? Oh, here it is.
50 Years on the Turf, to be published September the 5th. Hmm, it's a long time before publication. Let me see. Nothing here, not a mark, not a clue. Damn, September the 5th. Try page 5. Nothing. Page 9. Hmm, nothing here either. September, 9th month. 9/5's 45.
Eureka! Marked letters. I knew there was something fishy going on.
Now, W.I. Will D. Dangerous. Range. Accident. Will D.
My God, young Wildman. The young stunt pilot. I must warn him.
Oh, but
If I do, they'll know I've been spying on them. But if I don't, what shall I do? Hang on, though. This has all been just a bit too convenient, a bit too neat. A chap who seldom reads anything but the form book, correcting proofs, and those same proofs, complete with secret message, left about for anybody to find. All the same, suppose Wildman's life is in danger. I wonder. Well, my dear, nobody said it was going to be easy.
Georgia, my dear, we thought we'd lost you. Come and meet one of the stars of the show. Gerald Wildman, Mrs. Strangeways.
How do you do? Yours is a pretty dangerous job.
Oh, I don't know. One gets used to it. I feel a lot safer in a plane than I would trekking up the Amazon. But if you'll excuse me, I must go and earn my keep.
Mr. Wildman?
Yes?
Good luck.
Thanks.
Now, come along, everybody. We'll watch this from the main stand. I'm looking forward to this.
So am I. I do hope nothing happens to him.
Why should anything happen to him?
Well, stunt flying is dangerous.
Don't worry. Wildy knows what he's doing.
He really is very good.
Isn't he?
It must be wonderful to fly like that.
He is still climbing.
It's his best stunt. Watch this.
He's diving.
He's cutting it a bit fine, isn't he?
He'll never do it. Oh, God, now watch.
Well, that's all right, then.
Yes, I'm very glad.
So am I, my dear. So am I.
Two white ladies, madam.
Thank you. Alison, it is nice to see an ally again.
Same here.
How are Nigel and Uncle John?
Well, Nigel's still at your cottage, and Sir John is very worried about this EB business.
He won't be when he sees my report.
So you haven't been wasting your time in Berkshire. Are you going back there?
No. Chilly's asked me to stay at his place.
Chilly?
Lord Cantaloupe.
Well, you haven't wasted any time on nickname terms with a noble lord already.
Not only that, my dear, I'm pretty sure that he's our man.
What? Oh, that's too much. Why, he's got everything. Money, power, popularity. Oh, he'd never risk all that, especially now.
Now?
Haven't you seen tonight's papers? Millionaire plans millennium, a new nationwide plan for the abolition of unemployment in Britain. Good Lord! That's a scheme on a heroic scale. It's brilliant. He's putting up $1 million of his own money to get it started. Why, he's the most popular man in Britain at this moment.
And, therefore, the perfect man to seize power when the EB take over. It's odd his coming out into the open like this, just as I've begun to get proof that he's the man behind the English banner.
Don't flatter yourself, my dear. You're just a nice little woman to him.
Or perhaps a nasty little nuisance, depending on how much he suspects me. Do you know that when Wildman was doing his stunt, Chilly's eyes were on me the whole time? Oh, Alison, it was awful. I had to gamble with his life for fear of being discovered, and all the time Cantaloupe was watching me, just waiting for me to warn him and give myself away. It was all a plant, you see.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's something else, and this is why I'm sure that Lord Cantaloupe is our man. Would you like another drink?
Oh, Georgia, tell me.
Well, after the air display, there was a party, games, charades, all that sort of thing. You know how the English love dressing up.
Mm.
Well, I pretended to go to bed early. I hoped they might be off their guard if they thought I was out of the way. Later, I sneaked downstairs again. They'd all had quite a bit to drink by that time, so nobody paid any attention to
me. But what's this got...
Shh, I'm telling you. After about an hour, I decided to go to my room. On the way back, I happened to glance into the dressing room where they were getting ready for another game. Well, in the mirror, I caught a glimpse of Chilly, and I almost fainted on the spot. He was wearing a black wig, parted in the middle, and with long ringlets falling to his shoulders.
That would have had me swooning with laughter.
Yes. Except that the face I saw in the mirror was the face of the woman in Major Keston's locket.
Georgia, welcome to Chiltern Ashwell. Do you want some tea?
No, thanks. I've already had some. I think your house is perfect.
So why are you all in white? Have you been Morris dancing?
Morris dancing? Oh, what a tortuous mind you have. We've been playing cricket.
Oh.
It's all one to Mrs. Strangeways. She doesn't know the difference. Hello, Georgia. How was London?
Hot and frantic as usual. But tell me, Peter, what are you doing here? Have they thrown you out of your county side?
No, we've no fixture today. So Lord Canslow asked me to play for his team against one of the local sides. They're holy terrors.
Yes, we don't dope the wicket here. Shows you chaps up when you've got to play on an honest piece of turf. Now, if you'll excuse me, there are one or two matters of a domestic nature which I must attend to. Perhaps you would care to instruct Georgia on the laws of cricket while I'm gone, Peter.
I don't think so, but I will challenge her to a round of clock golf.
Excellent.
I can't play clock golf.
That's all right, I'll teach you.
Oh, damn, I've missed again. I'll never get the hang of it. Did you really come here just to play cricket?
Not entirely. Alison, let me know you've begun to play the big fish.
Were you surprised? Blast! Missed again!
After all the things we've come across recently, I shouldn't be surprised to learn that Lord Canterlay was really the Dalai Lama. No, you're not doing it properly.
It's all these horrid bumps on the grass. I thought clock golf was played on a level surface.
It is. His lordship laid this out himself. Probably wanted to make it more difficult. He's a great games player, our host. And what's more, he seems to have taken a fancy to you.
Either that, or he's become suspicious.
Oh, do be careful. I can't help thinking of poor Madame Alvarez.
Peter, are you any good at riddles?
Riddles?
When is a clock not a clock?
Beats me.
When it's a map. Now, I'm going to throw my club on the ground in disgust, just in case we're being watched. I'll bet we are. Now, you keep playing. Go round again slowly while I sit here on the grass and watch. I want to study the layout carefully.
Yeah, what's all this about, Georgia?
Well, I've an idea that this course represents a map of England. If I'm right, the position of the holes and starting numbers will tell us something.
Good Lord, you're not suggesting Canterlow would lay out a map right under everyone's nose.
Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But then he is a touch crazy, isn't he?
Well, Georgia, how did the golf go?
It was awful. I gave up in disgust.
You should have tried Morris dancing.
Why are you looking at me like that?
How am I looking at you?
As if I was a new kind of equation your teacher had chalked up on the blackboard.
Perhaps you are. I can't quite place you.
Do you always have to place people?
Well, they might be dangerous to me, yes.
How could I possibly be dangerous to you?
If you don't know, nobody does.
This is a very odd conversation, considering we've only met once before.
We're neither of us ordinary people. Do you suppose we should talk about the weather?
It's a safe topic, especially when you're dealing with a dangerous person.
I don't play for safety, neither do you, by all accounts.
So, there's not much risk for a traveller these days.
Travelling? Oh, yes. But where are we talking about travel? Georgia, have you any idea what an electrifying creature you are? Why, but a woman like you...
Actually, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere. I need your advice.
Damn. My dear professor, how can I help you?
Well, and what news on the EB front this morning?
Peter, I was right. The golf course is a map of England. I've been comparing it with an atlas in my room. And what's more, the even numbers fall in county districts. Taking the location of Major Keston's house as one, I reckon the other five are also arms dumps.
Good Lord.
Celia Mayfield said they had divided the country into six districts. The centre hole is obviously Nottingham. Isn't there a huge arms factory there?
Nottingham? That's odd.
The trouble is, it's all too vague. I must get more information before I pass it on to Uncle John and get it quickly. I've got a nasty feeling that things are hotting up. A riot here, an attempted assassination there, sudden unexplained panics on the stock exchange. All very carefully organised. It's all very disturbing.
But how to get more proof, that's the problem.
Mm. There's only one way that I can see. I'll have to burgle Canterlay's study.
Oh, for God's sake, be careful, Georgia. How will you know where to look? You may have a foolproof safe.
I already know where to look. Did you notice last night when we had pre-dinner drinks in the study, he kept touching that globe of the world thing?
Oh, the terrestrial globe?
Yeah, that's it. He seemed fascinated by it. Well, I'm sure that's the key. Like the golf course, out in the open, hide a tree in a forest, that sort of thing. Why odd?
I'm sorry,
When I mentioned Nottingham, you said that's odd.
Oh, good Lord, I almost forgot. It's just that this morning, before breakfast, I happened to overhear a telephone conversation.
Mm.
A chap named Goats is passing through tomorrow, and somebody's left an address for him. I remember it clearly. I thought it might be a bookmaker. Sam Silver. 420 Eastwaite Street, Nottingham.
It could be the EB's Nottingham headquarters. I'll pass it on to Uncle John at Scotland Yard.
Then again, it could all be perfectly innocent. All the same, I thought of a way to make sure. If I take off today, I could present myself at Mr. Sam Silver's house as Ghost.
But suppose he's known there?
No, otherwise why leave him the address?
Yes, you're right. But it's damned risky.
Oh, don't worry, I can take care of myself. Anyway, ours is a risky business. It's no more risky than breaking into his nib study. Right. Don't be surprised if I disappear.
I shall be very surprised, at least where Canterlay is concerned.
Paper, paper, test cricketer missing. Read all about it. Paper, paper, Nottingham explosion, all the news.
Georgia, do you have any idea where Peter's pushed off to?
I only wish I knew.
You don't think he's got into some sort of trouble or had a brainstorm or something of the sort?
Oh, no, that's not possible. He seemed perfectly normal when I last saw him. Still, it's not like him to go off and leave his team in the lurch.
Georgia, his team happens to be England. Perhaps he's been kidnapped.
That's an idea. Kidnap Peter Braithwaite and sting the MCC for a whacking ransom.
Oh, I can't see anyone getting much joy from the MCC. But, I ought not to joke about his sudden disappearance. I'm forgetting what a great friend of yours he is.
Oh, I don't know him all that well. Although I have sometimes thought that there's rather more to him than just the cricket idol. I wonder...
Oh, come now, my dear. If anyone gives the impression of leading a double life, it's you.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, you're a woman in love with adventure, everyone knows that, and you have the ability and the means to gratify it. Instead of which, we find you trotting round dull country house parties. It's suspicious.
Nothing odd about a provincial middle-aged woman slowing down.
Oh, don't belittle yourself, my dear. It's not in character. Oh, by the way, I have a favour to ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
I have some people coming down tomorrow, the chief backers of the Chiltern Fund. Would you mind playing hostess for me?
I should be honoured.
Thank you. But remember, you must treat them nicely and keep a watch on that witty, outspoken tongue of yours.
Oh, I wish I knew how far I could trust you.
Trust me? You sound very serious of a sudden.
Have you ever heard of the English Banner?
No. What is it?
It's a society that believes in the principle of aristocracy and the rule and government of the superior person.
Superior persons, indeed. Oh, my dear old thing, you're playing at medievalism. Surely you're not taken up with that sort of nonsense.
Oh, I know the EB can sound a bit cranky and absurd, but do you think that the principle behind it is sound, that some men were born to rule the rest? I used to be all for democracy, but now, well, just look at the mess England is in.
Georgia, have you turned fascist like Herr Hitler and his gang?
I don't like their methods, but you must agree that they get things done.
And the trains run on time. Now, what's all this leading up to, little Georgia?
It could be leading up to a leader, a man who could be a great leader if he had the right organization behind him.
Well, supposing there was such an organization, wouldn't it have chosen, or wouldn't it choose its own leader?
I don't know about that. All I do know is that the best man should and would get to the top.
Well, good luck to him. No, I'm far too lazy for that sort of thing. I can't keep up with you and your voices, Madame Joan of Arc, Strangeways. You won't make me your dauphin of the storm, unless...
Unless?
Excuse me, my lord.
Yes, what is it, Rivers?
The telephone for Mrs. Strangeways, my lord. It's the Daily Post, madam.
Oh, dear. What can they want? And how on earth do they know I'm here? Excuse me while I get rid of them.
But of course.
Hello?
Hello, Georgia, it's Alison. Sorry to ring you there, but it's very bad news, I'm afraid. It's Peter. We thought you ought to know.
Can you speak up, please?
Can you be overheard?
That's correct.
Sorry to break it like this, but there's been an explosion in Nottingham, some sort of arms dump. Peter's dead. Georgia, are you there?
Yes.
Sir John Strangeways had it announced that an IRA explosive store had blown up.
You seem very sure of your information.
There's no doubt, I'm afraid. John's been in Nottingham with a team of experts. He has definite evidence of Peter's involvement. Poor Peter. He was too dependent.
Yes, I heard you quite clearly, thank you. But there's absolutely no truth in the rumour that I'm planning another expedition. I have quite enough to do here in England.
Take care, Georgia.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
How very interesting, Mrs. Strangeways. I had no idea you were so well informed about tropical diseases.
Travelling in the tropics, one can't help but take an interest, Professor Steele.
You really must come and visit my laboratory.
I should love to. But if you will excuse me, gentlemen, I'll leave you to your brandy and cigars.
Oh, thank you, my dear. We do have some rather boring business to discuss, as it happens. We'll join you later.
Not too much later, I hope.
Oh, believe me, we could never be so ungallant.
And now for that damn globe. Hmm. Seems to be all of a piece, all the same. Perhaps it's on the join. Hmm, that's no good. It's too well made. Oh, catch on the frame? No, blast. Perhaps if I press. But where? England? The same as the golf course. Now. Eureka! I knew it!
She put in her thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a bad girl am I." Wouldn't you like a little more light? You'll strain your eyes trying to read that. Oh, don't try yelling for help, or this gun might go off, and I shall have to explain that I thought you were a burglar and shot you by mistake. I shall have lots of witnesses. You little bitch.
So it is you. I was sure that you must be our leader, but I had to prove it to myself.
Come off it, Georgia. I know you're a spy. Oh, you lulled my suspicions for a while, I'll admit. It was clever of you not to warn Wilden at the air display, but... I was never quite sure of you. That's why I kept you near me.
Well, and what are you going to do with me? Hand me over to the police?
Oh, dear, no. No, I'm afraid you've got yourself into hotter water than that. You'll have to be disposed of.
What good will that do?
Isn't it obvious?
It's not obvious at all. Sir John Strangeways at Scotland Yard knows all about it. That silly picture in the locket was a mistake, and so was the clock golf course. Oh, yes. We know all about your arms dumps.
Oh, what an infernal nuisance women are. The golf course. So that's how that meddling fool Braithwaite got onto us at Nottingham. He was responsible for the explosion there, you know. Several of our people died with him.
Good for Peter.
Pity. He was a fair bat on his day. Well, it's all no great trouble. I shall have to move the dumps, of course, but these things can always be managed.
Yes, I know. Money talks. But there's one thing you lousy egotists with money forget. That this country is full of decent people who don't take bribes.
There are, however, quite enough who do take bribes. You'd be surprised, my dear.
So what? Even supposing you start your revolution at all, a few innocents will be killed and then you'll collapse. Oh, you'll get away, no doubt. The rats always do manage to leave the sinking ship.
You know, Georgia, you're really quite clever for a woman, but not clever enough. There is a world of difference between mere cleverness and genius. So, you think the English banner revolution is going to fail?
I'm sure it is.
You're quite right. I intend it to fail. That plan you're still hugging to your bosom, you may read it before you die. We'll call that Plan A. But there's another. A Plan B. The trouble with you, Georgia, is that you lack subtlety. You've got a second-rate mind like that keyhole-peeping husband of yours.
It's wonderful how unimpressive you are in the role of genius through the ages. Ah! You swine! You bloody swine!
Oh, rest assured. The E.B. Rising will take place all right. Cabinet ministers will be assassinated. There'll be panic on the stock exchange. The civil service will be thrown into confusion. Broadcasting House will be occupied. The daily papers closed down. And while flights of bombers threaten Westminster, the government will be forced to hand over power to the English banner. And then... I shall intervene. I should perhaps add that my partners, my future partners in Germany, are awaiting the outcome of events with great interest. And should matters prove more difficult to manage than I expect... they're prepared to lend a hand.
I see. So all you and your precious English banner amount to is a sort of fifth column. First to give your jack-booted friends an opportunity to attack England,
and then to stab us in the back. You are contemptible.
Come along, little Georgia. It's time to go. I'm putting you in one of the upstairs rooms for a little while. Now, if you'll walk in front of me slowly and carefully. That's the way. In here, please. Ah. Light is working. So you'll be able to read. I'm afraid there are no sheets on the bed. It's just as well, perhaps. Dangerous girl like you might well make a rope of them and climb out of the window, like they do in schoolgirl books when there's a fire. Well, so long, my dear. You've had your little adventure, haven't you? As to your demise, I must consult Professor Steele. I don't know if he has any maggots with him. I'm sure he'll think of something. Shall we say, half an hour? Give you time to read those plans. You know, you're not such an efficient spy after all. Are you, my dear?
Let me out! Let me out! That's no good. Oh, Nigel, if only we were doing this together. Keep cool, my dear. Now, what would Nigel do? Keep calm. Evaluate the situation. Right, first, the door. Too solid. Chilton Ashwell was built to last. The lock. Strong. Nothing to force it with anyway. Oh, Georgia, what to do? Cantelet was right, I'm afraid. I have had my adventure. Heroine in a schoolgirl book, indeed. Some heroine. Whenever there's a fire. A fire! That's it! Well done, Chilly. I can't force the door, so I'll burn it down. Now, let's see. Nail file, handkerchief, a cigarette, lighter! Thank God I'm a smoker. Now, notebook. What to burn? Notebook, yes. Plans, no. Ah, cupboard drawers are usually lined with paper. Eureka! Now what else? Mattress lock. Lovely. Now, let's see what we can do. Let's pray it doesn't get out of hand. Fire extinguisher, just in case. Now, let's wait and see, my dear.
She's here!
What the devil is... Ah! Ah! My eyes! My eyes!
Hello?
Alison, it's me, Georgia.
Oh, thank heavens. I see from this morning's papers that you've been indulging in arson. Historic mansion gutted, popular lord injured.
Guilty, I'm afraid. I'd have indulged in murder, too, if I'd had the sense. I only managed robbery. I stole his Rolls Royce in order to get away. But listen, I've got Cantelet's plans. Two plans, really. Places, dates, everything.
Oh, well done.
The thing is, I can't seem to get in touch with Uncle John at Scotland Yard.
Not surprising. He was knocked down by a car this morning. The EB worked quickly, it seems.
My God, he's not...
No, but in a critical condition, by all accounts. But tell me, where are you?
Manchester. I drove to Chilton Station, booked to London, and later I changed trains. I've got a room in a quiet hotel, The Grange.
Stay there. I'll arrange for someone to pick you up and escort you to London.
All right. But if I do have to leave here for any reason, I'll try to get to Oxford and Nigel.
Take care, Georgia, and don't trust anyone. Cantelot's got to get you now, otherwise it's all up with the English banner.
I know. It's a rather chilling thought. Oh, Alison, you will let Nigel know I'm all right.
Yes, of course. Remember now, stay where you are and we'll come and get you.
Could I have my key, please? Room 43.
Certainly, madam. Did your friends find you?
I beg your pardon?
Two young men were asking for you. They said they'd call back.
There must be some mistake.
They described you exactly.
Excuse me, I've just remembered something important.
Madam, your key?
Well, Georgia, you're on the run. What to do? I can't get back to the hotel. Damn! Alison's chap will have a wasted journey.
I say, Mrs. Strangeway, just a moment.
My God, they haven't wasted any time.
I say, we'd like a word with you.
What shall I do? A department store, just the thing. They'll never kidnap me in the middle of a crowd of shoppers. Let's hope they're all men chasing me. They'll need to be made of stern stuff to follow me into the ladies.
Excuse me, madam. The manager would like a word with you.
The manager? I don't understand.
He would like you to explain the presence of certain articles in your pockets.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Please let go of my
elbow.
Better
wash the dirty linen in private, madam. This way, please.
Now then, Mrs.
Smith. Mrs. Percy Smith. I demand.
Would you mind emptying your pockets, please?
I... Oh, very well.
You know, this really is very naughty of you, Mrs. Percy Smith. Please don't distress yourself. Hallam and Appleby never prosecute first offenders.
Oh,
that'll be all. Thank you, Smithers.
Yes, Mr. Dickon.
And now, Mrs. Strangeways, what can I do for you? No need to look so surprised. I heard you lecture at the Travellers Club a couple of years ago. I used to do a bit of exploring myself. I went on one of the university expeditions to the Antarctic.
I don't understand.
I know enough about you, Mrs. Strangeways, to be quite sure that if you really wanted to steal things from this store, you'd have no difficulty getting away with it. So, I asked myself, why does the astute Mrs. Strangeways allow herself to be caught red-handed? That answer came there none.
How long have you been a member of English Banner, Mr...
Dickon.
Mr. Dickon?
Never heard of it. English what?
That window looks out on the front of this store, doesn't it? Just go over and glance down.
Well?
See those groups of men hanging about by the entrance?
Yes, I do.
They're waiting to get hold of me. I'm working for the special branch, counter-espionage. It's vital that I get away from here today. This is something big, Mr. Dickon, so big that I don't tell you more. Indeed, I may have been mistaken in telling you so much.
What about the police?
Well, I had rather hoped that you'd escort me to the nearest police station for shoplifting. I've been wandering about for hours trying to think of a way out. But now I'd much rather that the police were not brought into it.
I see. Tell me, where roughly do you want to get to? London?
Further west, shall we say?
Excuse me. Hello? The furnishing department? Tell me, what vans do we have going out today?
Darling Mr. Dickon, I'll really have to take you with me on an expedition someday. What a comfort you'd be.
Of course it was a penalty, but it wasn't a given because the referee wasn't looking.
Wasn't looking, he was bloody blind, that's why.
Language, Joe. You all right, miss?
Hmm? Oh, sorry. I was dozing. Yes, I'm all right. Do I look all right?
Well, to tell you the truth, that cap and moustache makes you look a bit like Charlie Chaplin.
The boiler suit does the help. How far have we come?
About 45 miles.
It'll be getting dark soon. I can't help feeling that we're not going to get away as easily as this. Are you prepared for anything?
Well, it'll take a lot to stop this van.
Now, I'm not seeing...
What did you say about trouble, miss? There's two cars across the road ahead.
What should we do?
Ram them.
Good man.
What would damage to the van?
Well, Mr. Dickon will take care of that. Right, stand by. I'm putting my foot down. Now, when we hit them, hold on tight. Ready? Here we go.
They're shooting!
Bloody hell!
Everyone all right?
That was warm work. So we'll try that again in a hurry.
I sincerely hope not.
Well, I say it wasn't.
It was a hard tackle, but now I'm not so sure.
Hard tackle? It was a bloody disgrace,
huh?
But...
Oh, what's happening?
See what you've done with your language and shouting.
Oh, I am sorry, miss.
Where are we?
Evesham. We'll be in Gloucester soon. Then it's only 50 miles to Oxford.
Gloucester?
Aye.
I have been asleep. What are those lights up there?
Where?
It's another roadblock, a big one up there, you see?
Ah, the cunning beggars, halfway up the hill by the look of it. Just we'll have to slow down. Oh, well, they'll get past that. Sorry, miss.
Damn. All right, I'll drop off round the next corner.
Whatever you say, miss.
Joe,
stand by to open that door.
Tell them you dropped me off at Evesham.
Aye, okay. I'm slowing down now. Now get ready.
Goodbye. And thank you for your help.
Good luck, miss.
At least I shall be able to get rid of this ridiculous moustache.
Aye, we'll come into the bend now. You ready, Joe?
Aye.
Now, jump!
Do close the window, Robert. It's getting cold.
In a moment, my dear.
What are those flashes?
Lightning, my dear. Very bright and with a pinkish tinge.
I don't think it's lightning. No, it's something to do with that aeroplane that flew over just now. Flares, probably, looking for somewhere to land.
Nonsense, Aggie. There's not an aerodrome for miles. Besides, the phenomenon of lightning without thunder is... God bless my soul. An aviatrix. And in my rose bed. Are you all right, my dear? Did you crash?
Yes, thank you. No, my engine failed. Forced landing.
Just a moment. We're coming down.
Here you are. Nice hot drink. Herbert, I think you'd just better tidy the spare room.
Yes, of course, my dear. Right.
And don't forget to put a hot bottle in the bed.
Oh, yes, my dear. God bless myself.
Now, what's all this about an aeroplane, my dear?
A white lie, I'm afraid. There was a plane. It was dropping flares.
I knew it.
Looking for me, I think. You see, I'm on the run, engaged in undercover police work.
Really? How interesting.
Oh, I know it sounds fantastic, but it's true. I dropped off a lorry just outside Evesham and made my way across country.
First an aeroplane and now a lorry. Perhaps it would be as well if I rang the police, just in case.
No, please, it really is undercover work. You could ring Sir John Strangeways at Scotland Yard. Oh... No, I forgot he's still in hospital. Oh, dear.
I'll go, Herbert.
Oh, do you think you ought to? I mean...
Now, don't worry, my dear. We're quite used to late callers at the vicarage. You just sit there and finish your drink.
Good evening. Mrs. Fortescue, isn't it?
Yes?
We're plainclothes police officers, madam. We're looking for a woman wanted on a car-stealing charge. She was last seen in this vicinity. Could we come in for a moment?
There's no such woman here, I assure you.
She may have broken into the house without your knowing.
I don't think so.
You've no objection to our searching the house just in case?
Oh, none at all. You have a search warrant, of course.
Well, as a matter of fact...
You haven't? Well, in that case,
look,
no,
madam,
I'm afraid...
I must insist.
Insist all you like, but you're not entering this house without a search warrant. I'm sorry, but you see, we get so many beggars and undesirables at the vicarage that I can't possibly let you in until you've established your bona fides. And you see, not only have you no search warrant, but so far you haven't shown me any sort of identification. But on the other hand, my husband could ring the police station.
That won't be necessary, madam. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, gentlemen.
Have they gone?
Yes, yes, you're quite safe. Policeman, indeed. They're too shifty by half. And anyway, their clothes were far too good. And since when did the police drop flares to catch a car thief? No. Fantastic, though it seems. On the whole, I'm inclined to believe your story.
Oh, thank you. And you will let me stay tonight?
Yes, of course. More coffee?
No, thank you, Mrs. Fortescue.
Herbert's gone over to the church so we can have a nice little chat. Oh, by the way, there's something in the paper this morning about Sir John Strangeways.
Uncle John?
Is he all right?
Still critical, but they have hopes of an ultimate recovery.
Thank goodness.
Uncle John. You're Georgia Strangeways, the explorer, of course. I thought I recognized you from somewhere. I'm rather glad I trusted you now.
So am I. Thank you.
Mind you, it was touch and go. Well, now, what is your next move?
I don't really know. Only that I have to get away without being seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to reach Oxford. My husband's there. But someone is trying to stop me. There are quite a lot of them, I'm afraid.
Tell me, do you know anything about eurythmics?
Eurythmics? Well, I used to do them at school. I should think my kind would be rather out of date now. Why do you ask?
Because I think the Radiance Girls are the answer to your problem.
The Radiance Girls?
Yes, Herbert thinks it's all rather pagan, but as I tell him, if the morals of this village can't stand up to a few strapping young ladies in magenta knickers...
Magenta?
Besides, we get them free. They're giving an exhibition at the village hall tonight, the Sisterhood of Radiance. Between ourselves, it's all rather soppy.
But what has all this to do with me?
Simply this. They come in a private bus, you see, so if you were to become a Radiance Girl, you could leave with them.
Mrs. Fortescue, you're a genius. But would they let me join the troop?
You leave that to me, my dear.
Nonsense! Mabel can't possibly be ill.
She is, I'm afraid. Something she ate. You'll just have to perform without her.
We do not perform. We interpret. We are vessels. We receive. And we pour out. But of course we can't possibly go on now, out of the question. Seven, you see. We must have seven, the seven-pointed star.
Perhaps Miss Lestrange here could help you out.
Really? Yes. Tell me, are you initiated? Are you one of us?
In my own circle, I am known as the seventh pillar of light.
Oh, how very interesting. Now, show me what you can do. La 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 la. Yes, I can see you have the tone, the vibrations. Yes, all the same, I think you'd better stay at the back of the stage, dear. Now, I'll just dash and get your costume. Don't go away.
Let's hope the stage is not too well lit. The hall's nearly full. Any strangers?
Not that I can see. There's one odd thing. There's a Mr. Raynham standing at the back of the hall, watching everything very carefully.
Is he a local?
Yes, came here about 5 years ago. A gentleman farmer. If you ask me, he never was a gentleman, and he'll never be a farmer.
Well, what happens now?
Well, usually Miss Agthorsby delivers some poems of her own.
Goodness,
they're quite awful, I'm afraid. And after that, well, the fun begins.
Oh, dear.
Frenzy of feminine freedom. The wild wind whistled through her glittering hair.
Oh. Thank you, Miss Agnes. Most enlightening. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Sisterhood of Radiance.
One, two, three, act!
Here we go.
Oi, oi, Jobbo, there's a tidy bit of goods in front. Just look at them bloomers.
Good night, and thank you so much for a wonderful evening.
Not one of our better exhibitions, I'm afraid. Those dreadful men.
Goodbye. Good luck. Goodbye. I didn't know how to thank you.
Take care. Somebody broke into the vicarage this evening.
Ring the police as soon as I've gone. Then.
I think I will. You've got something I can stick in.
Someone waving us down on the head, Mom. Might be an accident.
Yes, you can stop.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what are you doing?
Sorry to hold you up and all that. I was driving a friend to Cheltenham. The car broke down. He's in rather a hurry. Train to catch. Do you mind if we come along with you? He's blind, you see.
Oh, but of course you will come with us. Oh, man.
Thank you so much. Most kind.
This way, sir. There now. You sit here next to this young lady. She'll look after you. I'll sit over here. All right, driver.
Hail, sir.
Evening, Georgia.
Fancy meeting you here.
You've led me quite a dance, my dear. Are you ready to come quietly, as they say?
And if I don't?
My friend Mr. Raymond has a revolver. He will compel the driver to take a side road, and everyone on the bus will be shot. I can't leave any loose ends now.
You leave me no choice.
Exactly. Raynham.
Stop the bus.
What the blow?
They seem to have got our car going. It's coming along behind. You'd better change back into it.
Oh, right you are.
This young lady is also going to Cheltenham. We may as well give her a lift.
Oh, I'm not sure that I can allow
it. It's quite all right, Miss Hagthorpe. This gentleman is an old friend of mine.
Oh, well, if you say so.
Good night. Thank you all so much.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, please, don't worry about your friend. She'll be quite safe with me.
Smell. Ugh. The plans. Still there, thank goodness. Oh, Nigel, why aren't you here? To think it must all end like this. What's that?
I'll do it by myself. Close the door behind you. No. No. Don't bother to put the light on. Well, Georgia, pipped at the post, I'm afraid. You know, I've been looking forward to our reunion. You very nearly blinded me with that damned extinguisher. They say I may recover my sight eventually. I'm afraid you won't recover yours, my dear. I shall make quite sure of that. Wouldn't you like to scream or something? No one will hear you. No. Well, I hope you enjoy our little game of blind man's buff. I'm coming to get you now. Georgia.
Hey, what's going on?
Urgent message for the chief.
Well, he's busy downstairs.
Here's my authority. Open up, blast you. It's urgent. Very urgent.
Everything okay?
All okay, thanks. Chief told me to take this dame away, what's left of her, and dig a nice big hole. She did us a lot of harm.
Where's the chief?
Busy with the message I gave him. So long, and thanks.
Put her down over there, on the sofa.
Where am I? I must have fainted.
It's all right, Georgia, my dear. You're safe at last.
Uncle John?
Here, drink this.
But they said you were in hospital.
I'm much tougher than I look, my dear. But I thought it best not to let the English banner know.
But
How did you find me? Is Nigel all right? Where is he? No.
One thing at a time. Nigel is well. He's waiting for you at Oxford. I've had the devil's own job keeping him out of it, especially when we heard that you were on the run. We found you by keeping a very careful watch on Lord Cantelow. We knew he'd have to come out into the open when Alison told us you'd got the plans. He followed you. We followed him. My chap saw him stop the bus last night. What queer company you keep, Georgia. Well, my chaps followed you to that cottage, but we didn't dare attack in force in case he killed you.
No. He wasn't going to kill me.
Cantelow won't be allowed much more rope, my dear. How was he when you left?
Unconscious, I'm afraid.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what about these plans?
Oh, I shall have to undress a bit, I'm afraid. I've been using them to pad out my rather meagre figure.
Really?
Actually, there are two plans. One on paper and one in my head.
Oh. Ooh. You've done well, my dear. Very well.
Oh, Uncle John, he was going to put out my eyes.
Was he? Was he indeed? The smiler with the knife under the cloak. Well, don't worry, my dear. It's all over. The cottage is surrounded. He won't get away, and by tonight, the English banner will have ceased to exist. Cantelow will never harm anyone again. England is safe, my dear, thanks to you. We're all safe. All the decent, ordinary, hard-working people. The people who make up England.
Oh, Uncle John.
There, Georgia. It's all over now.
Who was that on the phone, Nigel?
Uncle John. Apparently all the English banner leaders have to stand trial. Except...
Yes?
Except Chiltern Cantelow.
You don't mean he's to go...
Free? No. Apparently he's been committed to an asylum. Spends all his time playing with a mechanical race game and a rocking horse. Poor chap.
Oh, God. What's in the post, darling?
Just the usual. Circulars and bills and... Good heavens. I don't believe it.
What is it?
Just listen to this.
Hmm?
Inasmuch as we have failed to cut our hedge, we have to appear before a justice of the peace. We are to be prosecuted.
Do you think they'll put us in prison?
Oh, sure to. Tower of London. We've broken the law. We must pay.
Well, well, the thanks of a grateful country. Give it to me. I shall wear it next to my heart forever.
That was The Smiler with the Knife by Nicholas Blake, dramatized by Barry Campbell. The part of Georgia Strangeways was played by Jackie Smith Wood, and Nigel Strangeways by Simon Cadell. Sir John Strangeways, Jack May, Lord Cantelow, John Rye, Alison Grove, Susie Brown, Peter Braithwaite, Christopher Douglas, Madame Alvarez, Avril Clark, Senor Alvarez, Tim Reynolds, Celia Mayfield, Deborah Makepeace, Major Keston, David Sinclair, Professor Hargreave Steele, Richard Durden, Mrs. Fortescue, Jill Balkan, Reverend Fortescue, Peter Howell, Miss Egg Thorsby, Pauline Letts, with Andrew Branch, John Church, Elaine Claxton, Stephen Harold, Sean Prendergast, Natasha Pine, Gordon Reed, Eric Stavell, and Jonathan Taffler. The Smiler with the Knife was directed by Jane Morgan.